It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday, and our throwback year today is 1980.
You are right.
And that's the year that Hawaii Five-0 went off the air.
Went off the air, yeah. Okay.
After 12 seasons. It's a long run.
Good, healthy. And those are probably long seasons, too, like the old days.
Right. So it ran on CBS from September 20th, 1968 until April 5th of 1980. The show starred Jack Lord as Detective Captain Steve McGarrett, the head of a fictional state police task force in Hawaii. Mm. Many episodes in the series would end with his catchphrase,
"Book 'em,
Dano." That's right. At the airing of its finale in 1980, it was the longest-running police drama in American television history.
Jeez.
It has since been surpassed by Law & Order, and I'm sure CSI is probably also longer than that. Yeah. And it was the last scripted primetime show that debuted in the 1960s to leave the air.
Okay.
So it was like the longest-lasting of the 1960s scripted shows that stayed on the air.
People loved it.
The title of the show refers to Hawaii's status as the 50th U.S. state.
So this is true.
That is true.
Okay.
At the time of the show's premiere, Hawaii had only been a U.S. state for 9 years.
That's
which
so
is
wild.
Weird to think about, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird.
Yeah.
I was born in 77, so all the states have been established for a few years at that point. It's weird to think that, you know, and this is going to make me sound like an idiot. But to be alive when they were adding states and changing the flag.
Right.
It blows my mind.
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago.
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
Hawaii was relatively obscure to Americans who had never served in the Pacific Theater.
Sure.
Because of the show, the phrase 5-0 has come to refer to the police in the United States.
So it went that way around.
It comes from the show.
Yeah. I thought it went the other way around, but it's.
Yeah. No, the. Yeah.
The 5-0.
The 5-0. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Hawaii Five-0, Jack Lord was best known for starring on the Western series Stony Burke, as well as his appearance as Bond associate Felix Leiter in 1962's Dr. No.
Oh, what? Oh.
He was asked to audition for Hawaii Five-0 at the last minute. He read for the part on a Wednesday, was cast, and flew to Hawaii 2 days later. On the following Monday, he was in front of the cameras filming the show.
My golly.
That's quick.
That's real quick.
Now, the actor who played veteran cop Chin Ho Kelly on the show was named Cam Fong Chun. And he wasn't just acting. He was actually an 18-year veteran of the Honolulu Police Department.
Was he really?
Yeah. He had retired from police work in 1959 to try his hand at acting, and he ended up getting the part on Hawaii Five-0.
Did okay for himself.
Yes. Now, a problem from the beginning was the lack of a movie industry in Hawaii, because like I said, it was pretty new to most people.
Just become
in
a
America.
State.
Yeah. Right. Much of the crew and cast, including many locals who ended up participating in the show, had to learn their respective jobs as they went along. Jack Lord was known as a perfectionist who insisted on the best from everyone, and his temper flared when he felt that others did not give it their best. But in later reunions, people admitted that Lord's hard-driving force actually made them better actors and made Hawaii Five-0 a better show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Known for the location, theme song, and ensemble cast, Hawaii Five-0 contains a heavy use of exterior location shooting throughout the entire 12 seasons. Mm. A typical episode on average would have at least two-thirds of all footage shot on location, as opposed to other typical shows of the time, which was largely shot on sound stages and backlots.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So it was pretty groundbreaking.
Pretty real, yeah.
It also is remembered for its unusual setting at a time when most crime dramas of the era were set in or around the Los Angeles or New York City areas.
Yeah.
Many local people were also cast in the show, which was ethnically diverse by the standards of the late 1960s. The first run in syndication were seen by an estimated 400 million people around the world.
Wow.
Yeah, very popular.
That's almost everybody, I think.
The show proved to be a massive boon to Hawaii's then nascent tourism industry as well as its state economy. Production costs and money spent on staff, room, and board amounted to $100 million per year fed into the state's economy.
Wow.
And another show, Magnum P.I., was created after Hawaii Five-0 ended its run, specifically in order to make further use of the expensive production facilities
that
they had created there.
That was another show that had a good long run, too.
Yeah. The first few Magnum P.I. episodes make direct references to Hawaii Five-0, suggesting that it takes place in the same fictional setting.
Really?
Somehow.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the show was rebooted in 2010 on CBS, and it lasted for 10 seasons.
Wow.
And the entire thing, the old episodes from the 60s and 70s, is now available on Paramount Plus.
Okay. Yeah, my daughter watched the new season. So
yeah.
I've seen a number of those just from being around.
Yeah.
Her while she's watching them.
Yeah.
Not a bad show. You picked out a record to go along with Hawaii Five-0, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song, Hawaii Five-0, by The Ventures.
You got it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Ventures, Hawaii Five-0. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Hawaii Five-0.
Indeed.
As part of our Throwback Thursday, because... Throwback Thursday is 1980 today, and that's when the show went off the air.
You got it.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Please go.
All right. When it ended, Hawaii Five-0 was the longest-running police drama in American TV history.
The title of the show refers to Hawaii's status as the 50th U.S. state.
And unlike most TV shows of the time, Hawaii Five-0 was shot mostly on location.
There you go. And who would argue with going to work in Hawaii?
I know, right? I think I read that Jack Lord ended up moving there.
Did he really?
Fell in love with it. I mean, like, of course.
Why wouldn't you?
Right?
Why wouldn't you move out there? By the way, shout out to our own 5-0 here in town. We had a couple of our friends from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department here earlier today. Not going to say why, but they were here.
Yeah.
And they were just wonderful people.
Great.
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Two of the nicest people you could possibly imagine.
Absolutely.
So tip of that to
Appreciate
Sheriff's
all that
Department.
They do.
Appreciate those guys.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Hawaii Five-0. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch this live behind the scenes on Facebook every day at 4:10, and you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The channel is there. The archives are there. And, you know, just to keep you occupied for months on end, really. Watching endless videos. You're back tomorrow. Fresh episode on a Friday.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
David Bowie, Bob Seger, and more coming up on Legends 102.7.